all relaxed and everything.
Yeah.
Tough stretch to open up the season. First two games, obviously, against Denver, Phoenix.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, it's not the worst, but it's one. I haven't looked at other people. It's about as bad a opening as you could. I mean, they're, you know, two playoff teams, two running teams, two veteran teams for the most part. You know, teams that have been intact and their coaching staff intact. So no, it's not real good. What's up, Rexer? Good luck, man. But you know, you got to play. You have to play them. You got to play them anyhow. Sometimes playing people early is better than getting them later on when they settle in. So it's just, you know, no. You'd like to be at home. You'd like to not have a back to back. But a lot of people have back to backs to start the year. This is a tough one.
Seriously, did Kirk Thomas deal?
I don't know. I really don't know. He told me he felt better today. That's the extent of it. I didn't even ask Mike what the timetable is. And I think, you know, it'll be a little while for sure. But I didn't ask him whether, you know, we're talking next week or the trip or what it is. I just stay away. When he tells me they're okay, then we'll bring him back and we'll go. Especially Kirk, because I mean, he's been coming on. You know, he's been playing the minutes. He's looked good, and particularly coming off the game he played in Phoenix, it's disappointing. But it hurts more so only with Robert being out. You know, we probably thought we'd go with one or the other starting, unless we were going to go against a smaller, quicker team. And you know, tonight we would have liked to have gone with one of them, but I still haven't, you know, figured out we got to get Nick and Wheezy minutes, and if one of them doesn't start, it's hard to get them the minutes you need to get them. So maybe it's not, you know, maybe it's not the worst thing, but we certainly would have wanted to have one of those two bigs available tonight. It's just, it'll give Johan an opportunity. It may give Mo an opportunity.
And with Robert, do you think he'll be ready for the weekend games?
I feel bad asking JT. I feel bad asking them, because when you ask them, it's like they kind of, you know, are like, well, when are you coming back? You know, what's the matter with you and stuff? So I just kind of wait and hear whatever it is. I don't like to make them think like, no, I don't ask them. And I kind of feel the same way about Mike. I mean, Mike puts a little report out every morning. So when I see the report, that's when I find out what's going on.
With those two guys out, do you go small? Do you go with Cindy? How are you going
to
deal with that?
Go with Johan for sure to begin. And after that, we'll just wait and see how the game goes. Hey, Spark. I think if we're really getting beat up in there, then we may have to go with Mo right away. If not, if it looks like Jeff and Wally can give us some minutes at four, we'll try that. I think it'll just be kind of a feel for how we're doing and whether we're getting those guys minutes. The minutes at three is a little bit of a challenge also. So, if we're able to play one of them at four a little bit, it kind of smooths out the minutes. So. See what happens.
With teams like Denver and Phoenix that like to run, and you're also trying to sort of get that going, do you try to make the game shorter?
I just think for us, the way we're constructed right now, we have to run to score. I mean, that's our best chance to score. Like, we're better open floor right now. We're better getting up and down the floor than we are when we get into half court. So we'd like for us to run, and we'd like to slow.